The Premier of the Western Cape, Alan Windey, just recently concluded a press conference. We did try and get him on, I think on Monday, and they said, no, we've got the press conference. We've got some big announcement to make. So the question is, what exactly is the big announcement? Now, the Premier is still taking photographs and answering questions one-on-one, but we are joined by the MEC for Community Safety, Albert Fritz. Albert, good morning.
Good morning, Kino, and good morning to all the listeners.
Okay, now, Albert, what's the gist of this big plan that we've all been waiting to hear about?
In a nutshell, Kino, there are 3,000 new law enforcement officers that this province is going to deploy. And we will start in the first year with 1,000, and then thereafter, every year, we will deploy another 1,000 to immediately arrest the levels of violence and murders that's occurring in this province. The second point is that our deployment will be based on a data-led technology. It will be led by data, and on information,
Okay, but tell us what the third one is.
We will immediately look at 150 investigators to assist with docket preparation for prosecution, for successful prosecution. And that's a very, very important part. The first year, we're starting with 50 investigators that we will appoint and deploy immediately. We have the top investigator in this province, General Brandt, at the moment. And you know that we can actually look at him, using him and assisting us in getting that up. And then the fourth point is that we want a world-class evidence-led integrated violence prevention program. And that program includes all our different departments, social development, sports and culture, economic development, very, very important, skilling, but also see how do we facilitate jobs for unemployed young people, who's the main problem gravitating to gangs. And you just spoke earlier about some of us who grew up in these townships and who became successful. How do we throw back? So that will be an all-encompassing program. And then lastly, a safety priority cabinet that will be held every twice a quarter, where it will bring in all the role players in the criminal justice system and hold them accountable. And the one thing with this program is that there will be very clear indicators in numbers. So if you talk about 1,000, some of us test. The communities must test us whether there are 1,000 deployed law enforcement officers. And the interesting thing about this law enforcement officers will be trained by the city in a collaboration with the city of Cape Town, but the province will exercise quite a lot of power and command on that.
Okay.
And the new laws is it can also migrate across borders. So you can't be restricted to any.
Okay, so I want to pick up on there, Albert, on that particular one. So whose department do those law enforcement officers actually report to?
Yes, now that's a very, very important question. At this point, because they will be trained by the city, we will look at the command structure that involves the Department of Community Safety specifically, and we're looking at the appointment of a former general to come and assist us. But the regulatory framework and the law allows the municipality to do it. But we want to have some say in the way we do the command structure. So, for instance, if violence erupts anywhere on the Cape Flats, we must be able to deploy that totals into that area, lock it down, because we've seen, unfortunately, the kind of shortcomings of the current way the police is dealing with the violence on the Cape Flats.
I look at this, and maybe this is something the Premier should answer. You run a Department of Community Safety. There was talk that traffic would move over to you. It would have made good sense to take the traffic department, the Western Cape traffic, put it in your portfolio, right? Then attach part of this deployment to traffic services. Now, just like you have law enforcement and Metro Police, you could have created that under community safety. And why this convoluted way of doing things?
That's a very interesting question you're asking, because every single department plays a very pivotal role and in the expansion of that, of their force. So, for instance, Minister Matikizela, at this point, just now, it's there in his department, the traffic, and we want to call them the highway patrol.
Right.
That's migrating over time in an incremental way of back, and I'm arguing that it must come back to community safety.
Good.
And that we also look at how do we capacitate that force. And I can tell you, you've read my mind, that's exactly what we're busy doing, is looking at how do we, within this framework, how do we look at the capacitation of those, that what we call the highway patrol. That's like across the whole of the province.
Okay, well, I mean, that's interesting, and I'd like to see how that works. There just needs to be clear structure, and it's all about leadership, and if you have the right leadership, then you can do a lot. So 3,000 officers dedicated to crime fighting, hey?
Yes, great. Yes, that's exactly. Thank you, my brother.
And then another one, hold on. I also believe that all the ministers are going to be held to KPAs and KPIs as far as, you know, achieving their goals are concerned.
Yes, in fact, every minister and all of us will have APPs, annual performance plans. Now, you know, those annual performance plans are indicators that tells you, did you do your 80? Did you do your 100? Did you do your 1,000? Did you do your 150 investigators? And those APPs are audited by the Auditor General. So this is not games. This is very serious. I mean, you know, specifically we have the Auditor General breathing down your neck. Just in terms of APPs, I think it's a very important point you're making.
Okay, well, I really want to see how this all, pans out. And a last and a final one, and I think a pertinent one here. The chair of the Alsace River CPF made a very good point. He said, Kino, the Christelis program deals when the horse is already bolted. When they're 16, 17, they deal with young people. It's too late. From 8 to 12, they already get recruited by gangs. I think it's such a valuable point.
Now, the school program, again, from the school and the social development, they are doing what they call a boys-to-men program. It's not a band. It's a program that kind of speaks to the rites of passage of young people. But people starting with grade 7, which is old standard 5, grade 6, grade 7, grade 8, grade 9, and grade 10. That, it will target that. And, you know, I also want to say to the CPF chairman of Alsace River that the Christelis program is a second chance program. People who almost went off the road. And some of them already went off and we give them a second chance. And everyone you can go to, you can ask mothers who cry at graduation about the value of that program. So I think we must never leave the one. We must continue with the one that's for younger people, but continue with the older one also. And I think if youngsters desperately want to leave gangs, youngsters desperately want to leave drugs, desperately want to leave alcohol, they get Christelis, and I think we must continue with that.
No. I don't think anybody's saying leave that. Just, deal with the issue before they get into the drugs, yes. Before they get into the gangs. Albert Fritz, thank you for your time. MEC for Community Safety. This is Today. I am Kino Cummings with you until midday. Your calls are 021-446-0567 and your WhatsApps are 072-567-1567.